Transform old-school D&B bass wobble from scratch. In Ableton Live 12, Advanced Arrangement Lesson, let's build a proper early jungle-style wobble bass, but then do the modern part. We're going to transform it across the arrangement so it keeps evolving without losing its identity. The big mindset for this lesson is arrangement-driven sound design. You're not making 12 different bass patches. You're making one bass instrument with a stable sub and a character layer, and then you're performing it with automation, resampling, and controlled varination. Alright, set your project tempo to something in the classic zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. Choose a minor key, like F minor, and make a mental promise right now. The bass notes stay simple, root notes most of the time, maybe the fifth occasionally. In this style, movement comes from rhythm and tone, not from fancy harmony. Now we'll build the bass as an instrument rack with two chains. Create a MIDI track, drop an instrument rack on it, and make two chains, one called SUB, one called wobble. Let's do the SUB first. On the SUB chain, add operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Keep it mono, one voice. The goal is boring in the best way. This layer is the anchor. Set the level strong but not clipping. After operator, add EQ8. You may not need much, but if you hear colliness once the wobble layer comes in, a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz can clean that up. Then add utility. Turn mono on, width to 0%. This is your club translation insurance. Optional but recommended. Add a saturator very lightly. 1 to 3 dB of drive. Soft clip on. This is not about distortion. It's about giving the sub a little harmonic support so it reads on smaller speakers without you turning it up and killing headroom. Now the wobble chain. This is where the character lives, and importantly, where we'd allow movement. Drop in wavy double. Oscillator 1. A saw wave. Oscillator 2. Square or another saw if you want it more Reese-like. Add a little detune. 5 to 15 cents of total spread. Unison. 2 to 4 voices. Keep it old school and stable, not a giant super saw. After wavy double, add auto filter. Set it to LP24. This is the classic weighty low pass that makes wobble feel like it's breathing. Resonance around 15 to 30%. Enough to speak, not enough to whistle. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Now we create the wobble movement using Live 12 modulation. Put an LFO modulator on the auto filter's frequency. Start with a sine or triangle shape. Sync the rate to the song. Begin at 1/4 note or 1/8 note. Set the amount so the cutoff moves from dark to open, but doesn't turn into a harsh, constant wah. You want it to feel like a phrase. Add a second LFO, very subtle, map to resonance. Make it slow, like half notes or slower, and barely moving. This is one of those pro details. Tiny modulation adds life without screaming look. I automated something. Now for grit. Add saturator after the filter. 4 to 8 dB of drive. Soft clip on. Then add amp, because it's underrated for drum and bass. Try the bass or clean type, and keep the gain controlled. Amp can explode quickly, so small moves. Then add EQ8 to shape the wobble layer for the mix. High pass somewhere around 80 to 110 Hz, so it doesn't fight your sub layer. If it gets aggressive, look around 2 to 4KHC for harshness and dip it. And if you want the wobble to talk, a small presence bump around 700 HC to 1.2KHC can help it read like a voice. Now we glue both layers together at the rack level using macros, because we want this to feel performable. On the instrument rack, map. 1. Wobble rate, that LFO rate on the filter. 2. Wobble depth, the LFO amount to filter frequency. 3. Tone, the bass filter cutoff, basically where the wobble starts from. 4. Grit, saturator drive on the wobble chain. 5. Sub level, operator volume. 6. Wobble level, wavy-table volume. Quick teacher note, these 6 controls are your language. Instead of random automation, you're going to reuse a few meaningful values like motifs. Think of wobble rates like drum patterns. 1/4 note wob is a statement. 1/8 note wob is the roll. 1/8 triplet is the fill. If you reuse those ideas, the listener learns what your track is saying. After the rack, on the same track, add a glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to smash it. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just to make the layers feel like one instrument. Then add a limiter, purely a safety, ceiling around -0.8. Don't use it for loudness. It's just there to catch oops moments during sound design. Now let's program a classic wobble pattern. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip. Keep the rhythm tight and intentional. Old school jungle bass often feels like it's answering the drums, not dancing all over the grid. Here's a simple one bar concept to start. A hit right on 1.1, then a short little ghost hit around 1.2.3, then a longer note that leads into 1.3, then a repeat variations of that across the 8 bars. Velocity wise, keep the sub fairly consistent. For the wobble layer, a little variation is okay, but don't overdo it. The filter movement should do most of the expression. And remember, let the drums define swing. The bass should be tight enough that the groove feels intentional, not sloppy. Now we get to the main point, transforming the wobble across an arrangement. We'll sketch a 64-bar approach and you can adapt it. Think in sections. For example, an intro or tease where it's filtered and maybe the sub isn't even present at first. Then drop A, your main 16-bar statement wobble. Then drop B, another 16 bars, tighter and more rolling. Then a break or reset with space and ear candy. Then drop C, the heaviest variation. Here are the three transformation tools you'll use, and you'll use all three. Tool 1 is macro automation performance style. In drop A, automate wobble rate every 2 to 4 bars. For example, start at 1 quarter for the first phrase, switch to 1 eighth for energy, throw in 1 eighth triplet for 1 bar at the end of an 8 bar phrase, then slam back to 1 eighth. That slam back is the impact. Triplets are a spice, not the meal. Automate tone is call and response. In bars 1 to 2, keep it darker. Bars 3 to 4, open it up slightly. That simple contrast keeps the bass interesting, without changing MIDI. And automate grid up during fills. Not by doubling it, just nudge it 10 to 20% so the end of the phrase feels like it's catching fire. Tool 2 is resampling variations. This is where you commit like a real drum and bass producer. Make a new audio track called Bass Resample. Set audio from to your bass track, and record 8 to 16 bars while you perform those macros. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for moments. Then you edit. Grab the best 1 or 2 bar phrases, consolidate them, and place them like drum fills. For warping, avoid Complex Pro for this kind of bass resample. Try Beats Mode if you want gritty rhythmic artifacts, or Tones if you want smoother sustain. And make switch hits. Take a single bass stab from the resample, add a light redux and a quick auto filter sweep, and place it just before a drop or at the end of a 16 or 32 bar phrase. The point of a switch hit is contrast, not volume. Different spectrum and timing can feel louder without actually peaking higher. Tool 3 is controlled space and punch. This is the trick that keeps everything mix safe. Sidechain the wobble mids to the kick and snare, but keep the sub steady. On the wobble chain only, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain, choose the kick, or a ghost kick if your kick pattern is inconsistent. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, depending on the groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. That gives you the classic rolling clarity where the drums punch through and the bass still feels huge. Then set up a return track with echo for space. Time it to 1 eighth dotted or 1 quarter. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter the lows out hard, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Then automate the send only at the ends of phrases, like bar 8 or bar 16 transitions. If you drown the bass in delay all the time, it stops sounding heavy and starts sounding blurry. Now let's push it into old school territory without ruining the mix. Add a tiny pitch dip at the start of notes on the wavitable layer. Very subtle. That gives a yoy character and helps the transient feel more alive. Add redux slightly on the wobble chain if you want that early sampler vibe. Minimal bit reduction. Minimal downsample. If you go too far, you'll lose body and end up with fizzy harshness that fights your snare and hats. If you have roar, you can use it, but you don't need it. Saturator plus amp can do the job. The target is crunchy harmonics that still groove, not a destroyed waveform. Now, extra coaching notes that will save you time. First, decide what wobble means in your track. Filter wobble, meaning cutoff movement, feels vocal and phrased. Amplitude wobble, meaning volume tremolo or gating, feels rolling and percussive. You can do both on the wobble chain, but don't run both at full depth at the same time. Alternate by phrase. For example, bars 1 to 4 mostly filter wobble. Bars 5 to 8 add subtle amplitude wobble for bounce. Second, lock the low-end relationship early. Here's a really practical trick. Put a utility after the rack and map a macro called bass polarity, so you can quickly flip phase left and right for a slash B. If your sub feels weaker when the wobble layer comes in, that's usually phase conflict around 80 to 140 Hz. Fix options in order. 1. Raise the wobble high pass a bit. 2. Reduce unison or detune. 3. Nudge the wobble chain with track delay by a few samples until the punch returns. This is tiny, surgical alignment, and it can bring back the gut feeling instantly. Third, use clip envelopes for micro moves and arrangement automation for macro moves. Micro moves are repeatable gestures, like a tiny tone dip every bar. Macro moves are section intent. Drop E is brighter, tighter, and ducks more than drop A. If you want an advanced variation that feels alive without drawing a million lanes, try dual LFO push-pull. Keep your main synced LFO on cutoff at 1/8 or 1/4. Then add a very slow LFO, like 4 to 8 bars, to the filter drive or the cutoff bass. The bass feels like it's evolving across the drop, almost like it's aging, but it's still controlled. Another slick trick is a triplet illusion without switching the LFO rate. Keep rate at 1/8. But modulate the LFO amount so every third wob is slightly deeper. Your ear perceives a triplet lilt, but the grid stays tight and the mix stays solid. For call and response without changing the bass line, you can do it with register instead of new notes. Duplicate the clip, and for just the wobble chain, transpose up an octave for the last two bars of an 8-bar phrase. The sub stays where it is, so the low end doesn't jump, but you get that reply energy.